Okay, meeting is called to order at 8:01 p.m. Roll call, Kim Laird is here. Kevin Axtell?
Present.
Matt Hall?
Here.
Richard Kennison?
Here.
Kevin McBeth? He said he had work tonight. Aaron Stevens? She said she had a class tonight. Tom Wall?
Right here.
And Brandy Axtell?
Here.
Yay. Is anyone else here who I did not call their names?
Mike and Marilyn.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Yay. Anyone else unaccounted for? If not, we'll move on. We need an approval of the agenda for tonight. We need a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
And we need a second, please.
A second. This is Tom.
Okay. Did anyone see any corrections or additions that they wanted to make? Hearing none, we'll go over to the vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of tonight's agenda? Any abstentions? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Approval of the minutes from October 13th. The motion, please, for that.
I'll make that motion.
And a second, please.
Matt Hall, second.
Okay. And were there any corrections that anyone saw in the minutes from last month? Hearing none, we'll move over to the vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of the October 13th minutes? Any abstentions? If not, the minutes are approved. On to reports. The 2010 CES DVDs, Ivan got me the master copies, the corrected master copies. There were some corrections that needed to be made. They will be shipped to the replicator tomorrow. We felt it was safer to ship the actual master DVD rather than uploading it. I've been working with Martin to make sure that the cover and the actual prints that are going to be on the DVDs are all correct and ready to go as well. They will be uploaded to the website for the company tomorrow. We are not going with Kunaki.com, unfortunately. They do not do a double DVD set, and they would actually charge us double the postage as well as double all of the costs for each set, which would come to around $9 per DVD set with postage and everything. And Disc Makers is able to do the double DVD set for us for about $5 for everything, the same that Kunaki would have done, shipping and all at this point. So we're just going to move along with Disc Makers. Sorry, Kevin.
I know. I didn't know they didn't do the double set.
Yeah, yeah. I even spoke with Ivan about doing what's called a double layer DVD. It was suggested by Martin. However, that, from Ivan's experience, that doesn't work very well. So we're just going to stick to the basics this year. And the DiscMakers.com can have them ready for us in 2 days. So if everything is in their hands by Monday, by next Wednesday, I can actually go and pick up our extra stock from the company itself, or they can ship it out. But it should be finished prior to the end of next week for all shipping. And that's all I have on the Fest DVDs. They do look awesome. Ivan did an awesome job. So, and I will be sending an invoice to Holly so that Ivan can be paid for his services. So,
cool.
Any questions about the Fest DVDs?
Yeah, a few quick questions. Just to be clear, there were no pre-orders, is that correct?
I have to get that information from Martin yet.
Okay.
People did have the opportunity to pre-order, yes.
Right, okay, cool. I was just trying to remember.
Yep.
We did not take pre-orders with fest registrations, if that's what you're asking, Kevin.
That's what I'm asking. Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, we didn't take it with the fest registration. It was in last month, in the most recent e-newsletter, and Martin did also post it on RecDot and a few other places that they could pre-order now.
Got it.
Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, Mike, the 2011 Fest? Are you still there, Mike?
Sorry, Kim, I was on mute.
That's okay.
Hi again, everybody. Thank you, Kim. Only 248 days until the start of our next festival in the beautiful city of Rochester, Minnesota. Another quiet month right now, just getting things lined up. We're working on drafts of all the material for the fest brochure and info pages for the website and getting things lined up so we can be ready for registration in February. Following up on a third hotel option for our attendees, since we expect to easily sell out our blocks at our two hotels. We're also getting additional details lined up with things like ground transportation, special guest benefit shows, and final pricing. Thanks to Richard Kinnison for graciously agreeing to return as Championships Director for 2011, but he has asked that we seek out a co-champs director, and our first choice is Kevin Axtell. Kevin, are you there and are you willing?
I'm here. I am unfortunately going to have to decline due to my plans to compete myself.
I understand completely, and thanks for considering it. I'd be happy to have suggestions for anyone else to nominate somebody or suggest somebody that I could approach for a co-championships director. If you have any ideas, please let me know. Speaking of other volunteers, we have Dina signed on as our volunteer coordinator. Len Furman is signed on as juggling director. But we still have several major fest volunteer positions available to fill, some of them that earn a full or a partial comp. And I've updated the list that's available on our website at juggle.org/VOLS. So if you know anybody or you yourself would like any of those jobs, please let me know or pass the word along because we always need more help at the festival. And that's about it for this month's report, Kim.
Sounds good. Any questions for Mike on the 2011 Fest?
I have a couple. Mike, has Len Furman contacted you yet about his ideas about changing the scheduling of joggling?
As a matter of fact, Matt, today, Len wrote me and wanted to move it to Wednesday morning.
Okay. Yeah, he sent me an email. He was brainstorming different ideas about either moving it to Wednesday morning or splitting it up and putting it on two separate days. He's got some ideas. Some of these ideas will come out in the fun report perhaps, but yeah, I don't see any problems with changing. Joggling usually happens so early in the morning to avoid the heat that it doesn't really conflict with too many other things other than maybe workshops, and usually he and I work pretty good to try and avoid that.
Yeah, that's right, and by having it on Wednesday, it's not on the very first day of the fest, so it gives people a chance to get into town and figure out what's what before they have to go and rush off to a juggling venue that's not even in the same place as the gym. So Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm in favor of different days. Yeah.
I think it sounds good, so on his say-so, I've moved it to Wednesday for 2011.
Cool deal.
Anything else?
Just a quick to clarify, the link that you put up for the volunteers, is it juggle.org/VOLS, is that correct?
Right, VOLS, V-O, V as in Victor, O-L-S.
Got it. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions for Mike?
That's it for me.
2011. Okay. Mike, how about future festivals?
Okay, well, no shortage of things happening there. I've reopened and reconnected our discussions with a half dozen plus cities that expressed interest in hosting us in the past, and I've asked them to go back and sharpen their pencils and see if they want to update their proposals for us for 2013. And over the next couple of months, those packages will be coming in, and we'll be possibly visiting some of those cities and making evaluations. I think by March of next year, we'll be in a very enviable situation of having several very attractive alternatives to choose from for 2013. As you know, Rochester, Minnesota has already given us a written proposal for 2013 that we're not obligated to sign until after our festival there next year if we want to take up their offer. By having additional cities proposed to us for 2013, we'll be able to get both a good idea of what else might be possible and also have some additional negotiating leverage for whoever we decide to go forward with. So I think things are looking up, and I've got a long list of decent-sized cities that are very interested in us, ranging from Indianapolis to Tulsa and Wichita, Springfield, Missouri, Columbus, Ohio, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Lexington, Kentucky. We had two different one-hour calls with Lexington this week, and they are going to sharpen their pencil quite a bit, and they would really like to have us back. So I think we'll have a lot of things to discuss in the coming months as far as future festival site prospects, and I'll, of course, prepare reports and go on site visits as needed to make recommendations to the board.
Sounds good. Any questions for Mike on this topic?
Just praise. You're doing a great job, Mike. Seriously, thank you so much.
Well, thanks. I'll tell you what. I think the IJA's got a lot to offer a city, and I'm not surprised at all that we have a lot of cities interested in us. We're pretty unique in that we bring a lot of people to a town, and we stay for a long time, and we're a clean, law-abiding group of folks that are no trouble for a city to have in town. So we're kind of a hot item. And all of these second and third tier cities are very interested in our kind of convention. So it's a good thing to be on the receiving end of their attention. And I think we'll have some good proposals to look at very soon.
Okay, that's great, Mike. One question I do have, I know the college campus idea always comes along.
Uh-huh.
Are any college campuses in the mix?
Yes, so Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio, said that they will have a proposal for me by the end of this week. I don't know if they're going to make that, but they are interested, and I'm in touch with them. Now, they're not easy to get to. They're kind of not in Toledo and not in Cleveland. They're kind of in the middle of Ohio. But, if there's some interest by the membership or the board to return to a college campus situation, we will have a proposal from them to look at. And then you guys can decide if you want to pursue that. That's the only one that's followed through to say they want to make a proposal. Washington University, St. Louis, where we were in 1991, thought they wanted to make an offer to us, but when they got our updated requirements list, they realized that they don't have the facilities available to hold us for the whole week anymore.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Financial, Kevin, anything on the Kevin isn't here. So we'll skip the financial front. But did everyone get the quarter three financials? Were they sent out yet?
I don't think I've gotten them.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right. Then I've got to get you guys the Q3s. I know Holly sent them to Kevin, Macbeth, and myself. So I'll make sure that Kevin gets them out to everybody this week. They look very strong, by the way. So it's a good thing. We'll skip the store for tonight. Web team. Mike, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Is there any – I know you had sent me an email about the website team, but is there any update on that for the rest of the board?
Nothing more than what I sent you, Kim. I think we're stalled right now. I'd like to get more than one or two consultants interested in helping us before we move forward. And I would like to get some discussion or consensus from my fellow team members here. I think Martin is in agreement with what I sent you. I'm not sure that David is, and before we waste anybody's time, I want to make sure that we at least know what we're trying to do.
Exactly. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Membership. Marilyn, you had sent updated numbers today, but I did not get them to the rest of the board, so.
Oh.
I apologize. I don't know if they're the same as what you sent me the other day.
Just a minor difference. I think the records is 1294 and members is 1559 or just a little higher. Just a couple of additions. No big deal. And I have my report there from Jim, my co-membership director. He's willing to stay on in some capacity, even though the post office box in Austin's been closed. You know, he's helpful when I'm not available to process store orders or whatever. But we are paying about $80 a month to Forrest to host the database so that he can do that. So the question is do we continue to let them host it and just let Jim go free, or leave that on for the year that he's willing to continue working?
What Marilyn's asking is, we're paying $80 a month to have the IJA database hosted at a commercial hosting service, and that was to enable Jim and Marilyn and other people to use the database over the web and be able to collaborate and update the same file at the same time. Now that Marilyn is essentially the only person who needs to touch that database, there's really not an urgent need or any need to have that file hosted for us. She could host it locally here on her own computer and back it up to the cloud for backup purposes.
Mm-hmm. But Jim's willing to update it as needed.
Yeah, but Jim is still willing to do the work from time to time as needed or as a backup in case Marilyn gets hit by a truck. And the question for the board is, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep the status quo and continue paying $80 a month, or do you want to transition to not having the hosted database and just having Marilyn take care of the whole schmear?
Well, this is Kevin. I think as long as it's backed up on your computer and if you guys are comfortable and confident in Marilyn and at least being the membership director for a couple of years, then
mm-hmm.
I'd be comfortable with dropping the service. How about everyone else?
Thank you, Kevin. Anyone else?
Yeah, I agree. As long as it's backed up, is there any way that once it is backed up, heaven forbid something does happen, that I'm assuming, Mike, that you would help out as well if anything should happen,
yeah.
But I don't know if it's the kind of file that can be put on a disk and sent to someone if necessary.
It's a pretty small file, and the procedure we'd use is Marilyn would put that file into this thing called Dropbox that some of you may use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
yeah.
Dropbox instantly and automatically creates backup copies and keeps a copy of the file on the web so that it's accessible even if our house burned down.
Okay.
And that way Jim could get to it, or Martin, or myself, or Marilyn, even if we had a complete catastrophic disaster here or elsewhere that would take out our computer and all the files. So it's very safe. And then from time to time, we could email a zip copy of the file to people for third level of backup and so on. We realize fully how important it is to make sure that database never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of paranoid about it.
Right. I think it's kind of a no-brainer that, you know, as long as we have a way of sharing the file when necessary, you know, and we can save $80 a month, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we can save, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll work on that tomorrow.
Okay, Marilyn will start work on pulling the plug with ForestNet and getting it back to a single user system.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Okay, any questions for Marilyn? If not, we'll move on to education. Kevin.
Yeah, well.
Would you like to talk to everyone?
Sure thing. There are, at present, three active youth education program pods, and one about to get started, and their trial period has been extended. Originally, it was going to end in January. It will be ending in March. There will be evaluation forms for both the YEP teachers and the program leaders, whether it be the school director or teacher. Also, some photography and video that will be used in working to get further grants so that we can perhaps extend beyond March. Aaron is working on the budget with the present donation and the $5,000 yearly. We can certainly keep a basic program running, but naturally, since we want to grow the program, we're also going to be looking at and joining with my dear mother, who will be grant writing for us. And right now, she's going to compile a list of both small-term, short-scale, smaller grants, like $1,000, $3,000, and long-term grants as we develop the program and get credibility. And I guess one of my questions for everybody was, is there any conflict of interest for anyone with having my mother pursue some of the grants, because she would be getting a small percentage of each grant gotten? Thoughts?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either.
Yeah, I think it goes along with what we discussed earlier, and that is any money going to the youth education program that wasn't is a good thing. And
yeah,
so,
sure.
Once there's a list of the grants to apply for, if everyone likes, we can maybe do a contract with her just to be clear on what the percentages would be.
I think that would be a wise idea. I love the fact that I love being able to just do a handshake and a smile type deal, but just so that, since we have seven members on the board, so that we're all on the same page with it and all in agreement with it, I think something in writing should happen.
Okay, not a problem. And hopefully that will start with some small-scale funding around March and April that will allow the program to continue through to the summer. And the yearly bucket fill, so to speak, from our generous donor happens in December. So without any further funding, the YEP program realistically can only last a few months a year. So that's where we are. It's an optimistic position, and we'll let you know all about any and all grant opportunities. Tim, any further notes?
Just a few, just to fill in the rest of the board. Kevin and Aaron and I met, was it about 3 weeks ago, Kevin, with Tammy, and her last name is escaping me. But she is a professional at helping nonprofits put together business plans and whatnot. And we met with her for a two-hour meeting via Skype and really hammered out a mission statement to the YEP program and goals that we wanted to achieve. And we're actually on our way to having a formal business plan for this portion of the IJA. The three of us are taking this very seriously and looking at it really being something to grow. We also met on Tuesday night and have decided to meet prior to each board meeting each month so that we can update one another and keep the program moving in a positive direction. So far it's working well for us and hopefully bringing some things into the IJA. We did have two people make donations to the YEP program. Mary Wilkins is one individual who contacted me and asked, where can I send a donation? and another gentleman who I did not write down his name, and I don't have it in front of me, a gentleman from California called and asked the same thing, saying that he thought the IJA should be doing this for a long, long time, and he wanted to contribute as well. So some good things are coming out of it. Any questions for Kevin or I on the education?
No, I think you guys are heading in the right direction. I mean, it's cool. You know, I know Steve Burgess is talking about the stuff with the MMAC and stuff, but and this YIP thing being homegrown, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, we're also looking at this spreading and becoming a little more contagious. So hopefully, because from what I understand, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, there has been a little bit of international interest in this YEP program as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if this program is going international within another year.
We'll be in China in no time.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
we're already there.
That's true. Alec Ho, man, that is the guy to talk to.
Okay. Marketing. Tom.
Yeah. Hey. I don't really have a whole lot to report. Unfortunately, I guess I'm still kind of fielding some answers for how to make the YouTube contest a little bit bigger next year, which I think I don't know how the whole magazine storage thing is gonna play into that or affect that in any way. So if anybody has any brilliant ideas, please, 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 please send me an email or call me or something. Let me know what you think.
Bigger prizes and promotional videos, or a larger promotional video sent. I mean, like juggling TV, rec posts a little more, and numerous YouTube videos, two or three promoting the contest. But I think bigger prizes, like if we got someone five clubs from somebody and some rings, and then we throw in some of the packages, and that it's a really good direction, and that if we can increase it even 20% from what it is last time, that's
right.
Good exposure for the IJA.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can get donors, since you do have good contacts with a number of vendors, to surprise Annie a little bit. That would be my advice.
Okay. Yeah. I remember last year we talked about getting donations from different vendors, and we kind of, nixed that idea because we wanted it to be more IJA-centric. I'm not saying that's necessarily my position anymore, especially now that we don't have as many magazines to distribute around. I'll definitely look into that. I'll call Cheryl from Sportco and some other people and see what they think about the idea.
Tom, I had one idea just off the top of my head. I had it in Durango, and I never talked to you about it, but as far as we had instructional videos. That's a category of competition. And another thought I had was, like I think what Kevin said, is promotional videos for juggling or for the IJA. Because this is coming up in the fun stuff and some other things I got from Len Furman, is videos that reintroduce the non-juggling public to juggling. The theme is something as simple as, this is juggling. This is the IJA, something like that. That would be their final tagline. This is juggling.
Okay.
Just a thought, or a different type of category.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Cool, yeah. I'm going to start a post about this on the forum tonight or tomorrow. So if anybody has any ideas, I'd like to discuss them and get that kind of sorted out. And hopefully we'll have an official start date by the end of the month that I can start throwing out there too, just so people can get a head start on making videos. So, so that's really about it. I posted all of the November sale dates for the vendor discount program. Still waiting to hear back from Shalom Blue. I'm not exactly holding my breath about that. I've heard a lot of stories about some inner turmoil there. So that's where we are. So
Tom, I don't know if this is a decent prize or not, but I've recently gotten into machine embroidery, and I have sent the IJA logo out to be digitized so that I can do some things. So if you want me to do some shirts, like button down, you know, the jean style shirt, whatever. Button down casual shirt with the IJA logo embroidered, hats with it embroidered. Let me know. I'll be happy to do that because I'm doing that with the YEP stuff, the YEP logo as well.
So, oh, that's fantastic.
It'll
really
be a very limited number, but
yeah.
You can do it. Like I can do about a dozen of them for you. Okay.
For what it's worth, I do know how to digitize stuff into an embroidery format. I used to do that for my mom all through high school.
Oh, so you rock.
Yeah, I don't have the software on my computer now, but I'm sure I could get it. So if you have anything that needs to be done for the IJ in that regard, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so that is my report, the official conclusion to my report.
Cool. Any questions for Tom? Hearing none, I did not put this on the reports, but Matt, it sounds like you have some stuff going on with the Fund Committee. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Yeah, I have reported/question. Like, for example, I've got five people who are definitely interested and committed to being as part of the committee and vetting the proposals that I've received so far. Mm-hmm. Should we vote on their,
Is it only
inclusion?
Five?
Pardon me?
So there's only five, and that's how many positions we wanted. Is that correct?
I was hoping for a minimum of five, and we got five, and I didn't beat the weeds too much in terms of I basically posted everywhere, and then people started writing me. I've got and some of the two of them were previously mentioned, and then the last three came in over time. Jim Maxwell, of course, Warren Hammond. Dave Pawson, a new juggler from out here on the West Coast, Jack Kelly expressed interest, and Slammin' Andy Peterson from New York.
Cool. I think it's a great list, and that's who was drawn, and we were looking for five, and that we can, and bar, as long as no one on the board maybe has a veto or whatever for any of the members, I don't, that we could move to approve them. Anyone else?
I agree. If you feel that we're ready to approve them, the list that you just mentioned, I don't know the one gentleman that you said from out there.
Dave Pawson?
Yeah, him I'm not familiar with, but the others I am. Slam and Andy has some awesome ideas. So
I've got them. They're part of the prospectus. Depending on how you look at it, I've received ideas from about 20 people, but in some cases, several of those 20 people included several ideas in their message to me. So we've got at least 30 plus ideas we got to go through and say, okay, this one's garbage. This one's pretty good. This one might work. Let's talk to them again. It's time to start narrowing and not widening, in my opinion. I think I feel like I'm about a week or two behind on this. But we're still looking pretty good as far as my timeline for getting things done by February.
Sure. When we're through or into the motions for consideration, by all means, make a motion to approve them, and we'll get that done tonight.
All right, cool.
Like
yeah.
A good cross-section of demographic, of ages, and experience and all, too.
Yeah, I was hoping for, gender differences as well, but... The women I talked to were either too busy and just couldn't do it or were already busy with other stuff, and I'm still not. That's fine. I talked to, Annie and Taylor and some of the younger people. Yeah. I want to get a slightly younger crowd as well. This is mainly men over 30. But, you take what you get, and these are good dudes. Dave is actually a new juggler, so that's nice because he's brand new. He comes in with virtually none of the other, preconceptions, I would say.
Well, you guys could even consider a feminine perspective and just maybe mail out a few key female jugglers saying, what would you like? And then you yourselves could consider it anyway if you did want to go for that balance.
Yeah, there's some other women on my list that I didn't talk to that would, you know, I would have been interested to see if they were interested. But on the other hand, it's not like they didn't know this was going on. You know what I'm saying? So if they weren't moved to it, you know, I don't want somebody on the committee that truly doesn't want to be there. You know what I mean?
I agree. So let's take care of that tonight once we're into the motion section. Okay.
Cool. All right, let's do it.
All righty. So are there any other reports that we have to take tonight? Hearing nothing, we'll move into the motions. Oh, did I hear someone?
I think it was a mic error or something.
Okay, that's fine. Motion A, motion to approve Holly Greeley as the IJA bookkeeper for 2010-2011, retroactive to November 1st as per contract that I believe I emailed to the board members. It is the same contract she's been working under for the last 2 years. There is only one exception, one slight change that she would like to make, and that's that she would be at board meetings as needed rather than definitely being here every month. Do we have someone to make that motion, please?
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
Do we have a second?
Seconded, Matt Hall.
Do we have any other discussion?
Just that I think she does a good job, and I think she does it for cheaper than most would, and that she loves us jugglers, and that we should keep her as long as we can.
I agree to those sentiments. And she is an IJA Life member as well. So.
And she's a great pastor.
Yes. Yes. She's a wonderful person.
Well, there you go.
All right. If there's any further discussion, hearing none, we'll move on to the vote. Anyone opposed to approving Holly Greeley as the IJA bookkeeper? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right. Item B, motion to allow Holly Greeley to secure the services of CPA Joe Walkowitz to consult on the 990 for 2010 due to the large donation given during the 2010 year. Do we have someone to make a motion on this, please?
I move that she be so allowed. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
No, you got it.
Uh-huh. Okay. I move that she be allowed to make the contact and make it happen.
Okay. Second, please.
Second. 7-8.
Okay. And discussion on this.
What was the cost for that?
Holly was supposed to get back to me with the actual cost. It would just be a consulting fee.
So like $100, $200, something like that?
I doubt whether it would be any more than that, unless my figures are way off. If the price quote comes in at too high, we can revisit this. But she really, Holly firmly believes that she needs this added support. The way she explained it to me is the $1 million pledged donation needs to be recorded within the 2010 year, the entire thing.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's not going to cost us money. She has assured me of that. We're not going to have to pay taxes on it or anything. But
that's
her
good.
Concern is that it's going to raise a red flag to the IRS. And she just wants to be very prepared and have the IJA very prepared if the IRS comes back and says, okay, we're auditing you. So that's her concern there. And having a CPA work with her to make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted, I think is money wisely spent.
Agreed.
Yeah.
She works with this particular CPA at the nonprofit theater where she works as her regular job. So this is someone she has worked with in the past. Is there any other discussion about this motion? Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Is there anyone opposed to allowing Holly Greeley to secure the services of the CPA mentioned? Any abstentions? It passes. Okay. Item C, motion to approve the following members of the 2010-2011 IJA Awards Committee, chaired by Dan Holdsman. Dan emailed me these names a couple of weeks ago. David Kane, Vivica Gardner, Steve Langley, and Stephen Ragatz, which I realized I made some spelling errors. I apologize.
Great list. I'll make
someone,
that motion.
Yep. You'll make that motion?
Yes.
All right. Someone to second, please.
So seconded.
Discussion.
Sounds good.
Yeah, just to confirm again, the names are David Kane, Steve Ragatz, Vivica Gardner, and who was the last one?
Steve Langley.
Steve Langley, gotcha.
Yep.
They all have they're all, you know, still involved in the juggling world and yet have a good perspective on, like, historical achievement. I think it's a great list.
I agree.
Yeah,
any
they're deep.
Comments?
They're
Sorry,
deep. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the vote then. Anyone opposed to the awards committee listed by Dan Holdsman? Any abstentions? It passes. Okay, Matt, would you like to make your motion? We'll make that item D.
Yes, I'd like to move that we approve the following five names as the members of the Fund Committee for the 2011 Festival, joining Mike Sullivan and myself as the other two members of that committee. The members are Jim Maxwell, Warren Hammond, Dave Pawson, P-A-W-S-O-N, Jack Kelly, and Andy Peterson.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Any further discussion? Did you get all those names, Brandy?
Yes.
Okay.
Brandy, could you read them back one more time? I'm trying to keep up. Or Matt.
Maxwell, Warren Hammond, Dave Pawson, Jack Kelly, and Andy Peterson.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, once again, I mean, I was going to add that, you know, once again, between these five guys and Mike and myself, I'm sure the seven of us can kind of narrow things down a bit to where we can finally go to the membership and go to the donor and say, okay, this is how we want to spend that $20,000, you know, and then we go from there.
Great.
I think it's a great group of people. I really do.
Do you guys need the conference? Of our IJA's conference calling account to meet?
I was going to suggest that as probably one of our next steps. Once these guys are approved and I notify them, I want to send them my full complete list of all the ideas and just let them, you know, read it, digest it, think about it, and then we'll have them at least one or two conferences to talk about it.
Cool.
That sounds good, and Matt, when you're ready to do that, I can give you the moderator's number, or you can get that off of the board forum. It's right there, so you just have to have one person moderate, that's all.
Yeah, once I notify them and if they're still down and everything, then Mike, you and I can talk, and we'll figure out our schedule, and then I'll talk to the other guys.
Sure.
Cool.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, is there anyone opposed to the approval of the Fund Committee members? Matt Hall, Mike Sullivan, Jim Maxwell, Warren Hammond, Dave Pawson, Jack Kelly, Andy Peterson. Are there any abstentions? If not, it passes unanimously. Awesome. On to work. Good job, Matt.
Thanks. Yeah, we're going to get on it.
All right. Are there any other motions that need to be made this evening? If not, any varia for tonight? I do have one bit of varia just to remind everyone. The deadline for nominations is going to be for the board of directors is going to be coming up quicker than we probably all think. And I only thought about this as I was writing the chair's column for the next Juggle magazine, because I did put a call for nominations in there. And Tom, I believe you and Kevin Macbeth and I are up. So if any of you have ideas, there are three positions open on the board for the 2011 elections and nominations. Get them to either nominate the other person or get them to nominate themselves. April 10th is the deadline for nominations for nominees to appear in the magazine. So that's just going to be around the corner, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, scary to think, isn't it?
Do you want to run again, Kim?
Honestly, I don't. I'm thinking no right now,
okay.
But, you know, in the next couple of months that could change.
Well, then I won't nominate you yet.
This is the last of my third term, last year of my third term, and, you know, I've been busting tail.
Totally, I understand.
So I would love to run again. You guys are awesome to work with. This is a great team and a great group of people. I just don't know if I have the energy to do it again. But I'm going to think about it. Like I said, right now it's a no, but who knows what might happen in the next few months.
All right.
How about you, Tom? Are you thinking of running again?
I'm considering it, but I don't really know what I'm doing, you know, even next month. So it really depends on a lot of things right now.
Yeah, understandable. Okay, but we can all think about it. You know, just start spreading the word out there that three seats on the board will be open, and just start putting the seed in people's heads at this point.
You hear that, Matt? It's California's time.
Yeah, I know, dude.
All right. Thanks,
I feel like
everybody.
I just realized I am the lone East Coaster now.
every time I get out, they pull me back in.
All righty.
All right. Any other varia? Hearing none, it's time to pick the next meeting. Yay. Third Wednesday in December is the 15th.
Yeah, that works for Brandy and Kevin.
I can do it, probably, yeah.
Yeah,
works for Richard.
Yeah.
Works for everyone?
Yep.
All right, so let's go for the 15th. I also want to say to everyone, thank you so much for meeting on a Thursday. Rob and I started open mic coffee houses at his high school, and he did not realize we had switched our meeting to the second Wednesday of the month for this month. And that's when he scheduled the open mic coffee house for, and I was required to be there as assistant drama director since we're the ones doing it. So really appreciate that you let me do that school function, because it was really cool. Awesome. Jugglers and all. It was great. But I appreciate that. Now we move on to a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll move to adjourn. This is Tom.
Okay. And a second.
Matt, seconded.
Very good. Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you all very, very much.
Good meeting.
Yeah. Mike, I'll be sending you the fun stuff in the next couple days.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
No problem, man. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Kim.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good night.
Lisa and I are heading off to see the Flying Karamazov brothers tonight.
Woo!
Jealous.
Great. Hey, if you if everybody doesn't know about this new TV show on PBS called Circus, you ought to check it out. It's on Wednesday nights, 2 hours every week, and it's about the Flying Apple or the Big Apple Circus. It's really a great, great show.
It's really well done.
Wednesdays?
Yeah, Wednesday nights on PBS, no commercials, beautifully filmed and photographed, and the LaSalle brothers are the juggling act that they're featuring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can also watch the entire episodes on their website as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
We all have internet TV around here.
All right, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.